Cruz, how are you, buddy?
Scotty Kipfer, how you doing, buddy?
Living the dream, dude.
Oh,
what's
buddy,
on?
Aren't we all?
Well, here's hoping.
Yeah. How are things?
Things are good, man. I'm just sitting, looking out on the snowy tundra, enjoying my morning coffee. It's a good day.
Oh, nice. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in sort of northern, well, not northern Ontario, but certainly the northern part of southern Ontario, just south of Georgian Bay.
Okay, cool. Are you overlooking the water?
Currently, I'm overlooking just a bunch of snow. I live about 6 minutes from the water. It's a great spot. It's really beautiful. A
lot of snow there?
Enough. Yeah. It can go away anytime.
Yeah, I don't blame you, buddy. I don't blame you one bit. So, Scotty, you got a new tune out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here for you. Tell us about that. It's such a positive, upbeat song.
Man, that song is like 10 years old. We wrote that in September, actually on my dad's birthday in 2010. And it's one of those songs that just never seemed to go away. You know, it was going to find a home, and it did on my record. And now, you know, fast forward a couple of years into this artist thing that I'm doing, it just felt right to put it out. We did a video for it last year. Just around the Bell Let Talk Day thing.
Yeah.
And this year it's felt like the right thing to do to put it out on New Year's Eve as we head into this year's Let Talk Day. So it's just a quick reminder that you know, the words "I'm here for you," whether you're saying those to somebody else or whether you're on the receiving end of it, they're powerful words.
They really are. Now, what is that message "here for you"? What is in that song the message translate for you?
You know, I've gone through some stuff in my life, you know, and it's so easy to feel alone, you know, and inevitably when I'm going through one of those rough patches, somebody will step up, you know, somebody will pick up the phone or will shoot me a text or an IM or something and just let me know that they're there. And sometimes that's all you need as somebody who's going through a hard time. Just knowing that you've got a support system can make all of it just feel a little less daunting. And that was the whole point.
It really can. And I love the feel of the song. It's such an upbeat, positive song. And when I'm listening to it, I feel like it's the opening to a very positive talk show or a very positive, like, you know, something really good is going to be at the end of this.
Oh, that's funny. I've never heard it put that way before. But, you know, we were in Nashville recording this record, and I'll never forget it. Russ Paul is the steel guitar player on the track, and he's just a great, great dude. He's played on records since, you know, the Don Williams days. He toured with Don. He's played with everybody.
Yeah.
And so we basically, the way it goes down in Nashville is you listen through the song once. The guys in the band have the chart, and they listen through it once, and they go into the studio and they start cutting. And if you want to make changes, they can make changes. But generally speaking, the way that it comes out first is pretty close to the way it's going to come out on the final record.
Yeah.
And we cut that song in one take.
Wow.
And Russ came back in and he goes, "Well, if you can't have fun, you might as well sell the damn thing." And you know, that's just, it was the coolest moment, I think, of that recording day for me, because here's this goofy 10-year-old song that's finally found a home, and and the guys are buying into it. And so we have the end result is this sort of old-timey feeling song. You know, the background vocals, where Chip Davis, Chip sings with, like, he tours with Alabama. He's sung on records for Blake Shelton and Billy Currington, everybody really over the years. And so Chip and I have become really good friends. And so we're at his place recording the background vocals. And I just said, you know what, let's make this as cheesy as possible. This song didn't exist to be cool. This song existed just to be light and fun. And so Chip handed up, and the end result, like I said, is this sort of old-timey feeling song that just hopefully makes you feel good.
It really does, Scotty. I got to admit, it's a fun feeling song. If you're not smiling by the end of it, listen to it again. Cause...
yeah, if you're not smiling through it, I'm here for you.
Yeah. I love it. Scotty, what do you have coming up in 2020?
Oh, man, it's going to be a busy, busy year. I have a podcast starting up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
The first guest on that podcast will be my buddy Wes Mack. And
oh,
so we're
going
to be talking to different country artists all the time. So I'm really excited to get that off the ground. I've got a video to shoot for my next single, which will be Sunday Morning After. And that song is going to be a very cool release for me. So I'm excited to get out and do that video.
Mm-hmm.
And then just more of the same. So it'll be, you know, playing shows and trying to get out there and meet as many people as I can and just keep creating.
Awesome. Now, where can fans get in touch with you? Where can they find you?
All my socials are very, very easy. Just at Scotty Kipfer, SCOTTYKIPFER. And you can find me at ScottyKipfer.com.
Fantastic. Scotty, thank you so much. And with your new song, get in touch. We'll have to do this again.
I'd love to, man.
Thank you so much for your time today, Scotty.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Have a great day and enjoy your coffee.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.